Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue with my teaching titled, The Book of Romans, Our Guidebook for Christian Living. This teaching is a verse-by-verse examination of this New Testament book and will provide the listener important details that will give all of us insight on how to live in victory by applying the biblical principles that Apostle Paul shares with us. When I speak of the book of Romans as a guidebook, I'm referring to a manual of information that will give the Christian the ability to live life skillfully in Jesus. It is a guide to a godly lifestyle that may be unknown or unfamiliar to some of you. Therefore, Apostle Paul wrote this book with the intention to lead us to the knowledge of God's New Testament promises, give us understanding on how to operate successfully through applying God's Word, His promises, to our life, and as a result, live according to God's wisdom as more than conquerors. It is no secret that the more we know and come to understand God's holy word, the easier it will be for each of us to apply the promises of God to our life by faith. It is through developing and becoming strong in faith that we do not only please our Heavenly Father, but also come to experience the more than abundant life in Jesus, the kind of life that gives us the victory over all the challenges of life. If you are tired of being a victim of Satan and his demonic assignments, you need to be a part of this weekly study. For this teaching, I have selected two key verses from the book of Romans for our foundational scripture. Please go to Romans chapter 1. We're going to read Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, Gentile. Verse 17, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. As it is written, and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by his faith. If you were not with us at the beginning of this teaching, or would like to re-listen to any of the previous programs aired, I invite you to go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will continue to be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We finished examining chapter 3, verse 20, when I ran out of time. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 21. As a reminder, Romans chapter 3, the major topic is all the world guilty. Now, before I read verse 21, in my study Bible, there is a subtitle right above verse 21 that says, Justification by Faith. So when we read the following scriptures in this chapter, the major topic for discussion is justification by faith. Verse 21 from the Bible reads, But now the righteousness of God has been clearly revealed, independently and completely, apart from the law, though it is actually confirmed by the law and the words and writings of the prophets. Here is my comment. The key phrase in this verse is the righteousness of God has been clearly revealed. The Old Testament prophecies were spoken to proclaim the coming of the Messiah. The prophecies explain how the Messiah would be born, his genealogy, what he would do, say, and how he would live and die. Before Jesus went to the cross, he completed every prophecy spoken about him under the Old Testament, so that mankind would know that he is the Messiah. God didn't leave it up to chance and people's speculation, but based on Old Testament prophecies, every prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus the Christ. All right, let's go to verse 22. The Bible says, This righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all those, Jew or Gentile, who believe and trust in him and acknowledge him as God's Son. There is no distinction. All right, here is my comment. Here, first of all, the key phrase is this righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus. But more importantly, our righteousness in Jesus is the same for Jew and Gentile. There is no distinction. I would like us to read a supporting scripture for my comment. So please go to the book of Galatians, chapter 3. Galatians 3, we're going to read verses 26 through 28. We're talking about this salvation in Jesus is not a respecter of person. There is no distinction for Jew or Gentile. Verse 26 says, For you who are born again have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for his purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, into spiritual union with the Christ, the Anointed, have clothed yourselves with Christ, that is, you have taken on his characteristics and values. Last verse, verse 28. There is now no distinction in regard to salvation, neither Jew nor Greek, Gentile, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male or female, for you who believe are all one in Christ Jesus. No one can claim a spiritual superiority. Now, I want to highlight a couple of key phrases within this short passage because we want to make sure that our salvation gift in Jesus Christ, first of all, that is available to us, which it is, and then also to make sure that God is not a respecter of person. He loves each and every one of us completely. He designed us. He gave us a plan and a purpose, gifts and talents. And he wants us to each and every one of us to excel in those areas. All right. So verse 26, I want to highlight the last part of that verse that says spiritually transform. This is what has taken place when you receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. Spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for his purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now in verse 27, I also want to read the last part of that verse that says, have clothed yourselves with Christ. That is, you have taken on his characteristics and values. Now, when you study about the life of Jesus Christ, who he is, and what his character traits are, his attributes, you're going to find out, if you don't already know, that he is the second person of the Godhead. He is deity, and his attributes are the same as our Heavenly Father. Notice that it says that when we receive that gift of salvation, we are also clothed with the same characteristics and values. That's something to shout about, family, because we are somebody in Jesus Christ. All right, last verse, verse 28. Again, I want to read the last portion of that verse. It says, all one in Christ Jesus, no one can claim a spiritual superiority. So whether you're Jew or Gentile, you are measured by Jesus the Christ, who is perfect. We have no division, no differences between the converted Jew and the converted Gentile. We are all the same in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. All right, let's move on to verse 23 in the Bible. The Bible says, since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God. Here's my comment regarding verse 23. The key phrase is all have sinned. Neither the Jew nor Gentile have any advantage in this regard. We are all sinners saved by the grace through Christ Jesus. Again, there is no distinction. All right, verse 24 from the Bible. It says, and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life as a gift by his precious, undeserved grace through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus. All right, here's my comment regarding verse 24. Our living God has granted eternal life as a gift, and it was provided for in Christ Jesus. There is no work we can do to earn eternal life, nor any amount of money that we can pay to purchase this gift of eternal life. All that is required of us is to believe and accept the gift of salvation in Jesus according to Romans 10, 9, and 10. Those that are not familiar with that passage, that's the passage that tells you that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ came, died, and resurrected because he is the Son of God, he has provided us salvation through him. All right, let's go to verse 25 in the Bible. Verse 25 says, whom God displayed publicly before the eyes of the world as a life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation, propitiation by his blood to be received through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, which demands punishment for sin, because in his forbearance, his deliberate restraint, he passed over the sins previously committed before Jesus' crucifixion. Here's my comment regarding verse 25. God Almighty gave himself as a life-giving sacrifice to reconcile us back to him. You can also find a supporting scripture in Hebrews 6, verse 13. Jesus is the second person of the Godhead, and therefore deity in the flesh who died for our justification. He is both all human and all God. Amen. Now, before I go on to verse 26, I want to make one small correction with regards to this Bible translation, because in verse 25, the Bible reads sacrifice of atonement. But Jesus did not atone our sins. He redeemed us from our sins. For those of you who have studied Old Testament scripture, know that the word atonement is from the Old Testament. And under the Old Testament, atonement meant that it was a temporary covering until the next time you sin, to once again present yourself before the holy priest to be cleared of that sin. So another sacrifice would have to be prepared. But Jesus is the perfect Lamb, and he completed everything through his life, death, and resurrection. So he redeemed us. He redeemed us back to our Heavenly Father. Now today, when we commit a sin, we can just come before the Father and repent, because we have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. All sins, past, present, and future, have already been forgiven. Amen. All right, so let's go on to verse 26. I'm going to read the verse. It says, "It was to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus and rely confidently on him as Savior." Here is my comment regarding verse 26. This is why our faith in God's word is so important to develop and apply. This verse says God justifies those who have faith in Jesus and rely confidently on Jesus as Savior. Keep in mind that faith starts by believing in God's word, and then you apply or do God's word, you are operating in the God kind of faith. The book of Proverbs tells us that we should get wisdom, and in all our getting, get understanding. You can read that for yourself in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. You obtain knowledge by studying God's word. Then we must understand the knowledge through the leading of the Holy Spirit, so that we can choose to operate in the wisdom of God. I would like us to read the supporting scripture for this comment. So please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading verses 9 through 14 from the New King James Bible translation. All right, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed, uncovered them to us through his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." Verse 11. "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." Now we, born-again Christians, have received not the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Verse 13, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Last verse, verse 14. "But the natural man, sinner, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." All right, let me go back to verse number 9, because there are some very important comments made in this passage that every Christian should come to understand, because it will fortify your faith in the Word of God. So starting with verse number 9, just the last part of that verse says, "God has prepared for those who love him." So God has a plan and a purpose that is good, that is abundantly good, and it is available to every Christian who wants the goodness of God in their life. Verse number 10. I'm going to read that first part of the scripture that says, "But God has revealed, uncovered them to us through His Spirit." So a key point is that it is through the Holy Spirit that we come to not only understand the Word of God, but also be able to successfully apply the Word of God. Let's go down to verse 11. I'm going to read the last part of the verse that says, "No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." So we are limited when we are not filled with the Holy Spirit. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have that helper, guide, teacher, comforter that can give us insight to how God's word can be applied successfully. That's what we're looking for. Once you are saved, praise the Lord, your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. But you need to live out your life successfully in this earth realm. And that comes by understanding and then applying God's word. Amen. All right, let's go to verse number 12. And I just want to highlight in the middle of that verse, there's a couple of words that says, "We might know the things." The reason it says "might know" is because if we do not study, if we don't obtain the knowledge that is given to us in God's word, and then apply God's word, we are never going to come to know and understand what God's word says and how to apply it to our life. So it's up to us individually and collectively as the body of Christ to grow in faith. All right, I do want to read verses 13 and 14 one more time for emphasis. So listener, please pay close attention. These scriptures will give you encouragement to study and to apply God's word. It says in verse 13, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, sinner, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." And you and I both know that that's how the world sees the Word of God, as foolishness. They have no understanding because they're spiritually dead. But you and I know, because we have been transformed by the gift of salvation, and we have been studying and applying God's word, and it does work. Amen. All right, let's go to verse 27. The Bible says, "Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded, entirely ruled out, banished. On what principle? On the principle of good works? No, but on the principle of faith." All right, family, here's a very important scripture for us to understand. Verse 27, my comment is, the measure of faith comes into our spirit the moment you receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. However, it is our individual responsibility to develop and apply God's word. This is why some Christians are more mature in faith than other Christians. Those Christians living prosperous spirit, soul, and body have studied and applied God's word to their life. This is how we can live successfully on the principle of faith. Amen. All right, let's read verse 28 from the Bible. It says, "For we maintain that an individual is justified by faith, distinctly apart from the works of the law, the observance of which has nothing to do with justification, that is, being declared free of the guilt of sin and made acceptable to God." Here's my comment regarding verse 28. Once Christians understand who they are in Christ Jesus, we will never want to go back to the Old Testament to live according to the law. We will rejoice and enjoy the blood covenant promise that we are justified by faith, distinctly apart from the works of the law. We are victorious in Jesus, and we can keep Satan under our feet as a result of the work that Jesus completed for every man, woman, and child. Amen. All right, let's go on to verse 29. The Bible says, "Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not also the God of Gentiles who were not given the law? Yes, of Gentiles also." Here is my comment regarding verse 29. Notice that once again, Paul is emphasizing that the Jew and the Gentile are in the same spiritual position, that God is the God of the Jews and Gentiles. Again, there is no distinction. Amen and amen. Let's go on to verse 30. The Bible verse says, "Since indeed it is one and the same God who will justify the circumcised by faith, which began with Abraham, and the uncircumcised through their newly acquired faith." Here's my comment regarding verse 30. Paul lets us know that it is one and the same God who will justify the circumcised and the uncircumcised by faith. There are no special privileges for the converted Jew or Gentile. Christians are all the same with the same wonderful salvation in Jesus. Oh, I'm looking at my time and my time is up. Please come back next week as we continue with our study of the book of Romans. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.